Track 4, Visually Impaired News and Visually Impaired Tip of the Week. A moving video has emerged of a blind and deaf soccer fan experiencing the excitement of his team scoring a goal at the World Cup through touch and vibrations alone. Carlos Alberto Santana Jr. was able to celebrate with his friends as Brazil's Felipe Coutinho scored a goal against Costa Rica in Russia, despite being born deaf and losing his vision as a boy. His pals developed an ingenious way of translating the live action, allowing him to share his team's glory with the help of a mini soccer pitch. One man runs his finger along the 30-year-old's back as his other friend moves his hands along the fake pitch. This is called haptic communication, a type of non-verbal communication focused on touching. The video, originally shared by Brazilian amateur football team and social project RC Livramento, has had more than 2 million views. And you can view the video at www.pickle.9.com.au. And there's also a similar story on the back of the World Cup from Colombia. 3 years ago, Colombian football fan Jose Richard Galeo met Cesar Daza, and the two men quickly discovered they shared a passion for the sport. Deza learned sign language and came up with a set of hand gestures in order to communicate a football match in real time to Galeo. "We've reached a common understanding. This means out of bounds. This refers to a corner kick. This means sideline judge. This means a penalty kick. If the ball is thrown in, this is the signal. This gesture means someone got a red card or a yellow card," Daza said of the gestures. When the Colombia-Poland Group H match in Kazan aired on TV, Daza translated the movements to Galea. His lightning fast hand movements mirrored the tense atmosphere, and Galea was able to follow the match almost in real time. While Galea couldn't see or hear his fellow fans, he could feel the excitement and the joy in happening in the room all around him.
Scientists have highlighted that as well as being a common result of sight loss, stress can also contribute to impaired vision. As part of research published in EPMA Journal, the authors highlighted, "We conclude that stress is both a consequence and cause of vision loss. This creates a vicious cycle of a downward spiral, in which initial vision loss creates stress, which further accelerates vision loss, creating even more stress and so forth." The researchers contend that elevated cortisol levels negatively affect the eye and brain, meaning that stress may be one of the major causes of visual system diseases such as glaucoma and optic neuropathy. The study is based on an analysis of hundreds of research papers and clinical reports about the relationship between vision and ophthalmological disease. On the basis of the findings, the authors recommend incorporating stress reduction techniques as part of the clinical management of eye disease. The visual impairment tip of the week. Reading. If you are able to read using a magnifier, you should always sit with the light, a reading lamp or daylight, coming over the shoulder. If it is possible for you to see the television, you should sit close to the screen. Be prepared to move your chair from the place you are sat for in many years. If you are supplied with low vision aid magnifiers, keep practicing with them. They can take some getting used to. Contact the low vision team at the eye clinic if you are having difficulties. Your local library has a wide variety of large print books and books on audio. Also, the Talking Book Service, accessed through your local social services team, carries a vast selection of reading material. Telephones and mobiles. A wide range of telephones are available to making using a phone easier for visually impaired people. Try large keypad phones or learn the layout of the keypad so that numbers can be keyed in without relying on sight. Pre-programmed numbers can be set for people who you call regularly. If you are visually impaired or have other impairments that make it impossible or difficult to read a telephone directory, you can register free. Telephone directory inquiries on 195 and ask how to register. You can make using a mobile phone easier too. There are several types of software that allow a visually impaired person to use a mobile fully, including text messaging. For more details, contact either your mobile phone provider, RNIB, or Computer Room Services. Some mobile phones can have a sat-nav installed. This can be used either to navigate when travelling in a car or in a pedestrian mode when moving around on foot.